It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, January 27th, 2015. Today is the birthday of musical genius Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, born January 27th, 1756 in Salzburg, Austria. He displayed prodigious ability from his earliest childhood. Competent on the keyboard and the violin as a toddler, he composed from the age of 5 and performed before European royalty. At 17, he was employed as a court musician for the Cardinal Archbishop of Salzburg, but he grew restless and searched for something better. While visiting Vienna in 1781, he was dismissed from his Salzburg position. He chose to stay in the capital, where he achieved fame but little financial security. During his final years in Vienna, he composed many of his best-known symphonies, concertos, and operas, and portions of the Magnificent Requiem, which was largely unfinished at his death. He created over 600 musical works, many acknowledged as pinnacles of their genre. He is among the most enduringly popular of classical composers, and his influence on subsequent Western art music is profound. Beethoven composed his own early works in the shadow of Mozart, and Joseph Haydn wrote that posterity will not see such a talent again in 100 years. Much of the current perception of Mozart has been shaped by Amadeus, the 1984 American film directed by Miloš Forman and written by Peter Schaffer, in which lackluster Austrian court composer Antonio Salieri recognizes Mozart's genius but thwarts him out of pride and envy. The film was brilliantly executed and was a critical triumph. It was nominated for 53 major awards and received 40, including 8 Academy Awards, one of which was Best Picture. In 1998, the American Film Institute ranked Amadeus 53rd on its 100 Years, 100 Movies list. Amadeus is brilliant cinema, but it is not reliable history, and it was not intended to be. The author used considerable artistic license in his portrayals of both Mozart and Salieri. While it is true there was actual rivalry between Mozart and Salieri, there's also evidence that they genuinely respected each other. For example, Salieri later tutored Mozart's son, Franz, and also conducted several of Mozart's works, both in his lifetime and afterward. Writer David Carnes has argued against the film's portrayal of Mozart as both sublime artist and hapless fool, arguing instead that the composer was fundamentally well-balanced. Carnes also rejects the romantic legend that Mozart always wrote out perfect manuscripts of works already completed in his head, citing plentiful examples to the contrary. American musicologist Robert Greenberg offers these observations to help untangle Mozart the man from Mozart the myth. He got married, fathered 7 children, performed as a pianist, violinist, and conductor, maintained a successful teaching studio, wrote thousands of letters, traveled widely, attended the theater religiously, played cards, billiards, and bocce, and rode horseback for exercise. That's not bad for someone portrayed as a giggling idiot in the movies. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 27th, 2015. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.